was it like to hunt back in those times, like the 40s and 50s? Was it free?
Very free, yeah. Easy, and...
Did you buy a tag for each species, or did you...
We shot something, you had to fill out a form or something when you crossed the border, like from Canada. You had to pay maybe $10 or something for a bear, something like that. Just a token type thing. It wasn't... there was paperwork, but not like there is today.
Mm-hmm. And like when you hunted the Little Delta, what did you do? Did you wake up in the morning and say, well, I'm going to go up there to hunt sheep and somebody else...
Yeah,
I know.
You look out
moose.
The door and you look up in the hills, you'd see sheep, or you see caribou, and you say, I'm going to hunt caribou today, you're going to hunt bear. Well, the bear season wasn't all over there. They were all grizzlies. They were named browns, or... I mean, they were named browns or blacks in the area. And so we didn't hunt grizzlies. We had lots of different things. My book had a story about grizzly that we sneaked up on, Bud Gray and I. And I saw several grizzlies every day, you know. And one of the things in my book I had a little bit of concern about, people think I was crazy, you know. There was a story about the grizzly that was hopping around all the gravel, granite blocks and boulders and stuff after a parka squirrel. And finally he got tired and sat down on the other side of the rock pile, and you could see he was thinking. The bear looked like he was thinking. Parka squirrel was scurrying around, and the bear looked at the situation, picked up a big boulder about this size, and seemed to go like this with it, and tossed the thing on the other side.
Wow.
Where the parka squirrel was. Parka squirrel thought the bear was over there, and he came dashing out here, ran over here, and the bear grabbed it like that, set it on a rock. Well, I was going to eat the thing whole, you know, without killing it or anything. I could see the tail squirming around there. Finally, the bear lifted his hand up like this to look at the squirrel, and the squirrel dashed out back in the hole again. Well, I thought, gee, they think I was crazy that the bear picked up a rock and did this. Well, I came home, went out to the game farm here. I know Lloyd Beebe in Washington. And he had a lot of bears, brown bears, grizzlies, stuff, behind electric wire. Well, he turned off the electricity and the wire, and we went in the pen with the bears. Well, aside from the fact that he wanted me to ride one of them, I didn't do it, but underneath the wire were some boulders. And I asked Lloyd, I says, what's for the boulders? Why are all the boulders in this ditch here? Oh, he says the bears pick them up and throw them at the wire, trying to knock the wire down. Well, that verified my story, the fact that they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know it before that, you know, that I saw one actually do it, but to tell somebody that, to think you're crazy,
right.
You know, bears don't pick up rocks and throw them.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing, I had the sheep, a whole band of sheep saw us sneaking up on them. They all gathered together and got in a hard place to ground and started pounding the ground like this. We had an awful clatter. Then they took off after us, right, charged us. Well, how many people are going to believe that? But that happened. I mean, I can't help it. It happened. And when I got back in Edmonton there a little while ago, several years ago, we were in Edmonton, there was a guide up there, a sheep guide, and I got to talking about that, and he said he had witnessed the same thing. So that verified that story, see. But I wasn't able to put it in the book that I was verified.
Mm-hmm.
So people still think I'm crazy.